I remember like watching all the like red cliffs kind of come alive, and like I felt like at the time they were communicating with aliens. I was like, holy shit. Native Americans had it figured out. They were straight making patterns in the rocks to communicate with aliens. This is amazing.
It has come to my attention that a lot of you come here, watch the content, and don't subscribe. And it is that fact has been proven by those around me with a number figure of 90%. What's going on? You come here every week, you watch, just hit subscribe. That's it. That's all we want. Don't be a dick. Just hit the button. This episode is brought to you by ZipPix Nicotine Toothpicks. ZipPix brings you a totally satisfying, convenient, and great-tasting way to curb your nicotine cravings. Now you can get your nicotine fix anytime, and I can attest to that. I love ZipPix, especially for when I'm tattooing. I don't feel the need to smoke cigarettes or hit my vape. I can just have a toothpick in and run completely through the session. I love it. Not only do they have the nicotine, but they have the caffeine and B12. I love having those options. Ditch the cigarettes, ditch the vape, get some nicotine-infused toothpicks at ZipPixToothpicks.com today. Get 10% off your first order by using code UNEMPLOYABLE or CAMSUCKS. Your lungs will be glad you did. You must be 21 or older to order. Warning, nicotine is an addictive chemical. Zip more, smoke less with ZipPix Nicotine Toothpicks.
Welcome back to the Unemployable Podcast. I am your host, Danny, director. With me, I have Landon. Say hi, Landon.
Hello.
Hi, Landon.
Next to me is my co-host, John Nelson. And another special guest, Alex Leota.
What up?
Alex Toyota.
Alex Crayola.
They probably don't know who you are because your shirt's on, but yes, he's a regular here. Oh. Would you have done everything?
Shirt off?
No. We're old school and we can all be shirtless.
I feel like he can.
You know, I like where Landon's thinking. Let's all.
Y'all ain't ready for this.
Take our shirts off. Tarps off.
What if we all just took our pants off?
You can never tell. It's like a news anchor. Okay. I'm always just assuming they're hanging down.
Pants right now.
Are you really?
Damn, boy.
The old Zoom meeting call.
I knew that thing was bigger, dog.
Landon, tell us about yourself.
I am a tattooer from Denver, Colorado. Originally Florida boy. Got the hell out of here.
Oh, really?
Congrats.
Where were you in Florida?
Panama City Beach.
I don't know where that is.
That sounds sexy.
Panhandle. Lower Alabama.
That sounds dirty.
It's dirty.
Right next to Tallahassee.
Fucking Redneck Riviera.
Yeah.
Did you buy that shirt there?
Quite a few Confederate flags in my day.
Okay.
Bro, maybe
okay.
They're just Dukes of Hazzard fans.
No, I don't judge. I think they were racists.
Were they? Oh. Once you look past the swastika.
It was a peace symbol. Give it away. That was a peace symbol.
Yeah. Yeah, man, listen, the cross is a torture device. We praise it.
Praise him.
Where are we to
set it on fire is what I
said. This is going to be a good podcast.
This is a factory where they make those big-ass crosses to burn for the clan.
I don't even know.
the giant crosses, yeah.
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 The wood candles, right?
It's really dark out. I wish we could see something.
But I was born and raised there, and then I had to get the hell out of Florida. And now I'm from a series of weird events, I ended up in Denver.
What weird events?
Living in New York and fucking going insane from the madness of that city and
the hustle and bustle. Yeah.
Living in a travel trailer for 2 years, trying to figure out where I belonged.
Oh, that sounds rough.
That's a sick way to describe it. Travel trailer.
Anyone travel trailer.
I pulled it
behind
it. I lived in my mansion on wheels.
Out of 2001 Ford Explorer, I was towing at capacity.
And that's what it's like driving
I burned
a Ford.
That transmission. I said, fuck
so you're in the city?
Yeah, I was in the city.
What part are all over?
I was in Brooklyn. I worked at in Park Slope at Leathernecks Tattoo.
And then, so you're born in Florida, started tattooing in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And then how late into tattooing did you move?
I want to say 2 years.
Nice.
That was a jarring experience. I showed up in New York and I was like, I'm going to do okay here.
I'm going to take on the city.
I'm going. I got $500 and a dream. And showed up and I was like, oh, fuck, I got to get good really fast or I'm going to get chewed up.
And so you got there and you're like, I'm bad.
Really bad.
Okay.
It wasn't even I was bad. It was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is unfortunate. What I'm putting on
you. Did you at least look like a tattooer?
No. Oh. No.
Did you have Confederate flags in your portfolio?
That'll do it.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to make it.
Oh, he has variety.
I'm going to do great out here.
What year is this? Like, how old were you when all this was happening?
2012.
Okay.
I want to say. And that was just an interesting experience.
How did you feel when you left Florida? Because I always, that's a small dream I have. And I think anyone who was born in Florida.
Leaving Florida, I'd always wanted to, but I never expected to live in New York. At the time, I was like madly in love with this modern contemporary dancer. And
what's his name?
She got into he was an angel. But she got into a dance company. And I was like, fuck, I never thought I'd live in New York, but fuck it.
Yeah.
And so I followed her. No, God, no. I'm a giant bumbling fuck.
So we did dance for a while.
So you followed her there?
Yeah, I followed her there.
Did she know you were following her?
Oh, no.
This car's been trailing me for 6,000 miles.
Daddy. we had like a life there for a little while. And as things do, that ended and I had an existential crisis and was like, what the fuck am I doing? I got to find where I actually belong landed in Denver.
But what did that process of like finding where you belong look like?
46 different cities in 2 years.
Wow. Just driving around everywhere? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm, that's how I met Boney.
And what was the first place you went out of New- So you're like, we broke up, fuck this, life sucks, I'm leaving?
No, it was... It was way sadder than that.
Okay.
It's like,
go on.
Long story short, her mom slowly died of a really fucked up cancer, and it kind of fucked our, like, I don't know.
Like the dynamic.
Yeah, the dynamic of our relationship shifted really hard, and it just slowly faded out and was really sad.
Damn. Yeah, and then you left?
And then I dipped, because I was just like, oh, fuck, life is... short and meaningless. I'm going to figure out where I belong.
Yeah.
Like something has to change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what was the first state you went to?
I went to San Diego for 10 months. And
so you were like New York, all these states. I was like, there.
These are all flyovers. Daddy don't need to hang out with these poor white. I thought I wanted to live in San Diego, and I got there, and I was like, these people are fickle and fucking shitty. So
yeah.
Then I went to New Zealand for like New Zealand and Australia for a month, and you came back, and that's when I got the travel trailer. Was when I came back from there.
Did you like it there?
I fucking loved it there.
Right
down under.
No, New Zealand. Australia is...
I think they're right next to each other.
But fucking New Zealand were like the nicest English-speaking country I've ever been to. Where they're just, you don't meet strangers and everybody's super kind.
Yeah.
Why'd you leave?
I don't know. I should have stayed.
Yeah. Let's go back. I'll go on this journey with you.
Let's go.
Yeah. You just got to point out where it is. I don't know where it is on the map. Clearly.
All right, so... You know, it wasn't great. You went there. You're like, this is better.
Mm-hmm.
But did that give you like a little hope?
I don't know. It took a while to find hope.
Okay.
I came back.
But it wasn't bad.
No, it was great.
Okay.
It was distracting.
But you're like, all right, enough of that. I'm going back.
Gotta go figure out my life.
Right. Yeah. This was nice, but I can't be distracted. I
gotta go focus.
Yeah.
And are you like really young when this is all happening? Like you're in like... Like,
I think I was 25 or 26.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
And so came back, got a travel trailer, and I think the first place I went in the travel trailer was New Orleans.
Okay. And are you tattooing the whole time?
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. I spent like 2 weeks in each place I went to and tattooed it. I like would cold call shops and like, hey, look at my Instagram, and if you're okay with it, I would love to.
You're hired.
Get a tattoo there for a couple days.
Were most of them like, yeah, come on.
Yeah, most places were super receptive. There were a couple that just were too big for me to be calling, and they were like, no, we're good. They were just like heavy hitter shops and didn't want randos cold calling to guest spot.
So it'd be funny to see how many shops you could call
and get in.
Yeah.
I think we can set
that
up.
Just literally rip tats.
Yeah. I mean, I did that one on Adrian. It's just...
Not bad.
Dan did do the shading. Dan's starting to get upset that I'm not fucking mentioning that we collabed. But it was definitely a collaboration. Yeah, I think I could do it. So you're, like, kind of in, like, that quarter life, like, not only, like, what am I doing in my career, but, like, just what the fuck is going on, right? Like, everything that you... Because you were with this girl for, like, a minute, no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, everything that you knew up to this point is just...
Yeah.
Right? So then it's, like, cool travel... So you were in the travel trailer for, you said, 2 years?
2 years, yeah.
Damn, dude. That's fucking nuts.
It's weird.
You, like, yeah, how is that?
I don't know, like, where sitting you with yourself alone. Oh, in my pants.
Ah, likely story.
Now for our sponsors, the
Depends. like sitting, like doing it alone when you're like on the road alone, I feel like you stare into a mirror of yourself and you kind of pick out the things that you resonate with that are a part of you, and then you see the things that you don't like about yourself, and you're able to like
get rid of them.
I don't like that about me. I want to change that.
What was the first thing you wanted to change?
Codependency. Mm-hmm. I think I relied too much on others for my own happiness.
So how do you find that, or how do you correct that behavior?
I still haven't figured it out.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you for the formula.
Yeah,
becoming independent, right? And like learning how to like rely on yourself. Mm-hmm. Just like that was my experience. I mean, I went through the same thing. I think it's kind of somewhat of a common story. Because, like, when I was younger, I thought that I was, like, half of a person, and I had to find a significant other to be whole, right? And I think that's what's advertised to us as kids, and all the stories.
Like
and
in Disney?
And Disney.
Yeah.
You know, even on all these, like, dating shows, it's like, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to find someone to be okay, right? So it's like, why wouldn't we think that?
Yeah.
But I remember, like, just like you, getting crushed over and over and over and over again. And I'm like, this is a flawed fucking system, you know? And I remember taking a step back and being like, man, it'd be really nice if I could just be okay, like, by myself, right?
Yep.
Like, this sucks. Like, how come it felt like once a year. It's like, I get this high, dating someone, it's fun, it's new. And then there's problems and drama. Now it's interesting. And then they leave, and now I want to kill myself, you know?
Dude, that was
unalived.
Like...
Unalived. I would have loved to have been unalive at that
point. Oh, yeah, dude.
Little side issue.
Bro, that was like... like, I went through that last year. Like, because I'm young. I'm 22. And, like, that was...
Oh, my God, you're a baby.
Yeah, I'm a little boy, dude.
Way older than that.
Thanks, Doug.
You talk way wiser than your age.
Dude, like, that was... You know, I'm like, cool. I was with this girl for, like, fucking 5 years, bro. Like, this was, like, the high school.
Your entire life.
With yeah, right? Like, that's literally all
your
I first know.
Boner.
No, wait.
She's like,
you're
that looks
22.
Great. Want to be together?
Yeah, I'm 22. I turned 23 this year, if that helps. Though. But I'm legal. Don't even worry about it.
You fucking me up, buddy.
And I'm single.
So I'm like, bro, thankfully I had, like, these dudes with me. But, like, she left and everything fell apart. Mm-hmm. But that was 100%, like, my thing was... okay, you know, with the help of these guys was like, cool, how do I become independent, right? Like, if that was for you, like, just traveling by yourself for a really long time, like, for me, it was like, you get the fuck out of, like, the town I was in, fucking live on my own, even though, like, you know, I'd lived with people, right? But it's like, cool, you're starting to feel like an actual human, you know, bro? Like, that chase of, like, just, like, being content with myself and only me.
Well, you learn to... attempt to rely on yourself.
Yeah.
And then when it starts to work out, you build trust in confidence in yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it usually starts, like, small. But I think, like, traveling like you did is a great way to find independence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, because there's no one to help.
When you said finding trust and confidence in yourself, like, I'm currently in therapy figuring out how to trust myself again. Because, again, I relied too much on somebody else for my happiness recently, and that ended pretty terribly.
Oh, you did it again?
I did it again. That's I said, Daddy got me once again. That sick love hit. Dude. And then I want them to fuck my life up. Dude. And then I'm going to travel again.
Hell yeah, dude. Bro, when that shit happened to me, it was like 6 months after. Bro, and I got with like the worst person I'm going to ever got with. And John fucking looks at me. He's like, why are you just signing yourself up for the same fucking shit all over again?
Did your parents meet this girl?
The one that I was.
And or guy?
The one that I was after?
Yeah.
Yeah, really briefly, because I was like, hey, I don't live here anymore, but I'm going to go have sex with her in your house. I'm going to, like, rent my room for the night.
Champion.
Dude, they hated
her. Did
they
warn you?
Did my parents warn me? No, dude.
They warned her. My mom, 3 years I was with this human.
Sure.
My mom goes, man, sweetie, because I'm to my core, a mama's boy.
Me too. Yeah.
She's like, sweetie, we knew she was going to hurt you. And I was like,
you knew.
What the fuck did you tell me?
You shut the fuck up, mom. She's like,
you and need I was to like, learn.
You have permission now to tell me if you fucking get a bad feeling about a bitch.
Yeah. That's fucking sick, dude.
Please.
God. Hell yeah.
Fuck. So I'm your sensitive little artsy boy. Please tell me if I'm fucking up, mama.
Dude, I traveled when I just was going through a really bad breakup, and it was terrible. Yep. I was in Salem the entire time crying.
Salem, Massachusetts. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a sad place to go, buddy.
She would have loved this.
She would have, because she was a fucking witch. Dude,
she was into all that kind of shit. Yeah. Bro, I went like day three, like after. It was something that was already pre-planned. It was going to be a surprise. And I was still like, I'm going to fucking go, man. I'm going to have the best time ever, get my mind off of this. It was the worst, dude. Hilarious. I don't remember anything from that shit. Thank God I took photos.
Bro, like one of the first times Danny and I met, I think I was tattooing you. You were a client still. And then you were like, I was like, hey, like, what's been going on? And I remember you were making a lot of dark jokes. And I was like, yeah, this is awesome, you know? And then I was like, this is going to be a good session. And you said something along the lines of like, I was like, you're like, I've been going through some tough times. And I'm like, yeah, like, what's going on? Like, we're already joking. I feel like there's a vibe. And he's like, well, you know, it's kind of like a long, like, sad story. I'm like, all right. He's like, spoiler alert, my fiance left me.
Just give me a free. That's
such a Danny fucking thing, dude.
Yeah. I didn't so want to think she was going to die at the end of the story. Yeah.
I just let you know right now she left me at the altar.
And then we talked about that weird haunted doll. Yeah. You remember?
Robert the doll.
Do you know about Robert the doll? No,
dude. Do you think it's beautiful, though, that you can, you like, in that period, did you think you'd be sitting right here laughing about that experience?
It was really hard, and I tried this new method that was, like, reading, and I had to, like, go back to all these YouTube videos.
Wait, reading?
Yeah.
Like, you learned to read?
Dude, I was trying to learn by reading.
It's a four or not.
No, so I cannot read at the sixth grade. The no contact rule, which is pretty much you disappear off social media, you don't reach out, and you leave yourself in mystery. You go into the shadows. First, it's kind of for them. You're in hoping that they're wondering what you're doing. So like, oh, maybe they'll reach out.
They're not.
And the videos I watch, like they're like, oh, normally after 90 days.
It's been on 8 years. You shut your mouth. What do you mean she's not fucking with me? Hey, fuck you, man.
So, bro, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go into the shadows. I got off social media. I lost like 70 pounds. And, like, after month three, I'm like, all right, she's like, I'm back. But I feel good about myself.
Yeah.
And now I can reemerge the best me, which is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hey, oh, dude, Danny fucking, ooh. Danny saved my life with that shit. Because when it happened, bro, when it happened.
That's sick. Are you going? Hold on. Are you going through that right now?
100%, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Can we talk about it?
We can. You want to have a therapy
session? Dude, I'm kind of jealous. Yeah. I miss that now.
No, you don't.
Therapy session is actually
for myself. I miss it for myself.
I'm proud of myself for, like, going about it this time in a really, like healthy way.
Yeah. You're taking what you learned from last time and applying it.
And like a week later I was in therapy and like I'm not coping well. Let's talk about this because daddy wants to die. But yeah, no, it's been 4 months now. So
are you and you're doing no contact with this one?
Yeah.
Mm. Nice.
How long were you guys together?
3 years.
It's enough to hurt.
Oh, it was
brutal.
Cut deep.
Yeah.
I said, shit.
I think
that one was out of nowhere. What happened?
My life is
changed. I woke up one day. I was like, oh, shit, my life is completely different. What happened?
Yeah. Oh, shit, her shit's gone.
So where did you land eventually?
So after traveling, I fell in love with Denver, Colorado, and moved there. And she broke my heart, Denver, Colorado.
It's a country song right there.
God damn.
So that's home base.
That's home base, yeah.
Gotcha. And is this where you met the person?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. During the COVID. Mm. The coronavirus.
During that fucking kung flu, dude. Fuck. You should come back to Florida,
huh?
You should come back to Florida.
Fuck no. I should not come back
to
Florida.
Was shit shut down over there? Was shit shut down over there?
I mean.
And you're like, I guess I'll find a person.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, when Disney shuts down, the world is down.
Shit was done.
Do you see any flaws in the early stages
of COVID or
the relationship? Let me talk about COVID
and all the dumb shit. There was a lot of what was it? BoJack Horseman. Every red flag is a neutral colored flag when you have rose colored glasses on.
That's beautiful. Mm.
So I was like,
poetic.
I was just like, God, you know, all these red flags, I'm just ignoring the fuck out of because I feel good right now.
What was the first red flag? That bad, huh?
It's pretty bad. Might have gotten chlamydia. I don't know.
Oh, so
there's a way to check for that, you know?
Huh?
You can check for that.
Yeah, I know.
It just smelled funny right after. It was a little weird. I sent burn. It to
23andMe.
So, right off, what?
It goes back.
First date, you got chlamydia?
Third.
Okay.
That was a red flag.
That was the first one.
That was the first red flag.
Did you tell her about it?
This is weird.
No, she told me about it.
She's like, after you got the third it. Time? You got it now.
I can fix her. I can fix her.
I can fix me.
Now you can never go.
There's something wrong with me, and I deserve this.
Yes, yes, yes. Well,
now that, the curse now belongs to you.
Did you say pass it on?
Pay it forward, dude.
Double and pass it to the next person, please.
Looks like you're it.
When did she break it to you? Like after like sex number three? She's like, oh, I forgot to mention this.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had like planned to get tested so we could have unprotected sex. And then I got my test results back and I was good to go. And she hadn't. And I was like, I trust you. And then like a day later.
Shame on me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if this is something you want to talk about, but you said something very interesting last night about your trips, DMT trips.
Yes.
And why you do it to, like, kind of... Yeah, I'll let you explain. Do you want to go through it? Like,
So DMT and mushrooms are sort of ways for me to kind of step outside of the... I fucking hate the word ego, because... There is no killing the ego. Everybody talks about it. Like you can
ego death.
Yeah, it's like no, you talk about it. You're immediately re-inviting the ego, and you fucking tard. But there's something about stepping outside of yourself and looking at the minuscule problems that are around you and being like, oh fuck, life is beautiful. Like being able to even experience sadness and anger is fucking dope. And that's why I use psychedelics.
You go ahead.
When was your first experience with psychedelics?
I think I started using mushrooms like properly in like my mid-20s.
Was it like first recreational, have fun, get high?
I just wanted to try it. I didn't really understand what it was, but I knew it was
properly.
Yeah. Right. The first time I didn't do enough, I was like, I think I was like 20 and I ate like cow shit mushrooms in Florida and that just made my tummy hurt.
Wasn't good?
No, no trip? It wasn't.
I hear it tastes like shit.
Yeah. And it wasn't a good time. And then, in my mid-20s, I like took a hero dose and cried and laughed and I was like, oh, I get it. This is why this is like a medicine to people.
Yeah. What did you experience your first time?
I was naked in a river in Moab and I ripped DMT really hard and
you were naked first?
Yeah.
Like soberly
with like
naked?
With a group of like
birthday suit. You're being reborn, baby. I get it.
It was like a guided experience with some hippie dippies. All
right, everyone get naked.
Yep. I was like, fuck it, I'll be naked. And
why are you not naked, sir?
The river turns into like a white water.
It's cold. The river's cold.
It's 90 degree summer.
But I remember like watching all the like red cliffs kind of come alive and like I felt like at the time they were communicating with aliens. I was like, holy shit. Native Americans had it figured out. They were straight making patterns in the rocks to communicate with aliens. This is amazing.
Checks
was it
out.
It was DMT?
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So it was short.
It was short.
Yeah. It's like, what, 7 minutes, you said?
Yeah, 7 to 15. It just depends.
Like, I'm going back, guys. How do you gain a tolerance for it?
Oh, as you're using it, yeah.
Yeah?
But, like, it's always different.
Yeah, John wants me to do ayahuasca, and he wants a trick.
Oh, man, I want to do that really bad.
You want to do it together? Because I don't trust Dan Serna.
But that's, like, a long
trip. I know. It's, like, the buildup, too. You have to, like, completely, like cleanse yourself and, like, be at peace with your mind.
I feel like... How do you be like that? That would be... You would probably gain a lot from that. You seem like a wise human.
Thank you. You hear that?
Wise guy.
You should do it.
I know, but I get really scared. Not that my mind is a dark place, but, dude, I smoke weed and I freak out. Like, I'm like...
I do, too.
Yeah, but I think it's okay to freak out.
Yeah, but not when you're freaking out.
What?
I never get to the end of the trip and I'm like, that was great. I freaked out, but that was great.
Yeah, so, but you could.
Like, when you're, like, in the freak out, I think if you recognize that it's just part of the process.
I do!
Have you ever gone through that?
Through DMT or anything?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Or a bad trip? Nope.
I've gone through a bad trip, like, on acid and, like, fucking did not like it and was just praying for it to go away.
I've never done acid.
Yeah, I never experimented with, like, because I when it, before I got clean, I really, really wanted to, at some point in my life, like, trip DMT or do, like mushrooms or, like, anything that was supposed to cure, or not cure, but, like, aid with, because I've struggled with depression and, like, suicidal thoughts, like, my whole life. And I always wanted to, so I did, like, some, like, mild surface-level research on things and, like, watched. That's what I was going to ask, if, like, you did it with, like, guides and you did it with, like, a group of people.
Shamans.
But, yeah, no, I've never done it. Never done it. Now I can't. So.
We do it with Danny.
Can you get a pass?
What?
You get a hall pass?
Me?
If I can, yeah, no.
I'll guide you through it. We'll do like sounds and stuff.
No, John's like, going to go, nightmare.
I'm going to be like, wait, how much did you take? You're going to die. Dude, this is bad.
Please remember to breathe. Why are you not breathing?
I'm getting out of here.
Blink,
you're freaking me out.
You're going to be alone forever.
Just there. Like,
that'd be fucking horrible.
Just start banging on stuff.
No,
Dan's laughing.
Yeah, no, fuck that. I think it's for people that can handle it properly. I think it's a really fucking cool thing. And I was reading something that like people are starting to map. Like they're starting like map out that realm. Because like people are seeing like the same things and like very similar. Objects or whatever it is that's there, and like they're starting to like map it as like another dimension.
I didn't know that. That's
which cool. I think is fucking.
I do think it's
sick.
Fascinating that people interact with it in similar ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine John tripping is just on Google Map,
exploring. Dude, we're going to Finland.
But I think, like, me, myself, I feel like I'm very capable of doing it. And, like, I nothing ever clouds my mind. I'm not stressed, not depressed. But it's just, I think back to every time I smoke weed. And I've done it everywhere. In every strand, every location, with everybody. It's just, my body reacts weird to it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, the good side is that, you know, I see people who depend on it or, like, have to do it throughout the day. So that's cool.
So
I mean,
we'll start with DMT.
Yeah. Right? We'll just rocket you into outer space.
And I do it today, and if I freak out, can I go home?
Yeah.
Teddy for like 7 minutes and then come back and be normal.
Should we do it on Patreon?
7 minutes.
Yeah, Dan said, yeah, that's all
I on DMT right now. Look at him.
Who has DMT right now?
I'll do it.
Don't point.
So tattoos, right?
Take it out.
Prayer.
God. If you're listening.
God, I haven't prayed in a while. Do I pray?
You can pray. You can
just everybody close your eyes. Close your eyes. Everybody, all around.
Dear Lord, I would like.
Guys, it's serious.
It's a great podcast.
You have blessed us with so many joys in our life. Thank you so much for allowing me and my friends to come and talk shit. And I know.
Amen.
Praise Him.
Wait, hold on, I ain't done yet.
Yes, Lord.
Say that.
Yeah. Just Lord Jesus, I just hope you protect our boy Landon.
Praise be.
Put your armor on his body.
Praise be, Lord.
It? That's not, I'm not doing this. Close racist. Your eyes, man.
And also be with you. Love you. Bye.
Are you tired of using ink bottles that are spelled correctly? Do you find yourself texting during ad reads for companies? Well, I do, and that's why I use Allegory Black. Are you tired of your black arms looking blue? Do you suck at tattooing and you want to get better? Use Allegory Black. Allegory has normal black and ultra black. Just when you thought it couldn't get any darker, they put out ultra black. Use Allegory ink. It's the best ink on the planet. Go to allegoryink.com and use discount code unemployable for 20% off. I know, it's crazy. It's so much money. You really should pay full price, but we have a discount code. Right, Alex?
That's right.
All right. Model Citizen used to be cool before Alex started wearing it. Are you tired of being unattractive to everyone around you? Well, not anymore. With the Model Citizen apparel, you'll be beating them off with a stick. Finally, tattoo clothing that is actual quality that I can wear around and feel good. For real though, the quality of these clothes is top notch. This is like nothing you've ever seen before with a tattoo company. This isn't some Gildan bullshit. These are quality, hand-picked clothing. They have everything from vintage styles, oversized clothes, modern tees. Go to themodelcitizen.com. Get them before Alex does.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. Good night. Good afternoon.
Wherever you are in the world.
Yo, how do I turn off the metronome?
Hell yeah, dude. We make music now.
Yo, throw me a pack of those fucking nicotine toothpicks.
Zippix.
I hate that I love these things so much.
Dude, I'm not going to lie, though. You look so cool with the toothpick in your mouth.
What's that?
Like, when I put a toothpick in my mouth, I immediately feel 10 times cooler.
You like Alex's hat?
Go down.
Yep.
I can't hear
you guys.
Us here?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Charlie.
What a great little thing that was. Oh, no, Charlie. Charlie the Unicorn.
Did you go out last night?
Did I go out?
Yeah.
With everybody?
Yeah.
No.
Where'd you go?
I went to Here and Now and had a bottle of San Pellegrino. But here's the thing, dude. Remember when you were like, I was like, because I saw that girl was there. And I was talking to her and I was like, dude,
what
I'm.
Girl? What girl?
The
Mexican girl?
Yeah, the Mexican girl.
My mom.
And
you're interested in sexually?
Danny's cousin was there, and And I was like, but dude, I was like, you know what, dude? I was like, I'm not in like a good mood. She was like, why? What's wrong? And I was like, dude, honestly, and it was so nice venting to someone who has no idea who
is. She work there?
What? Yeah. Who like has no idea really who anybody is. And like in my life, like who anybody is. I'm like, oh.
Are we the problem?
No, not you guys. Just like just other shit that's just like going on. Yeah, everybody. Yeah. And I was just like, this is what's wrong.
Dude, he lives in a 3-bedroom apartment with 1, 2, 3, 4, with 4 people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it 5?
I don't really know. Last night it was 5. So
5 people and 5 cats.
Damn. Yeah.
And it's just one, what do you of, like better, one of those 3 people? Bedrooms that like the living room's in the middle and all the bedrooms are attached. It's not like a big 3 bedroom.
I mean,
one here's of the rooms is the cat shit room. So it's really a 2 bedroom.
Well, no, the cat shit room is now the living room.
That's terrible. It's back the first to, thing it's you back do to is how it was. You walk in and you smell that shit.
Well, here's the it depends if it's being cleaned or not. Well, here's the thing. Look, number one, I'm very it's better than halfway and I'm very, very grateful for it. But the it's
are you though
grateful for it? Yeah, it's better than grapefruit halfway. Grapefruit. I'm very listen. Grapefruit's my favorite fruit. You know, I like to eat it. A little sugar on
have
top.
Have you seen those weird saw spoons for grapefruit?
Yeah, I have.
Those are pretty cool.
The ones that look like little miniature saws.
Yeah, they're like little. You could just and then scoop it out and eat it.
Have you seen it? It's like a spork, pretty much.
Dude, get it on Amazon.
It's a knife this. And a spoon that had a baby. Yeah.
Something
it's
I didn't a need.
Buzz
I
saw fork.
It's a sawzall blade. Yeah. That's what it is. It's a sawzall.
Get it on TV, man.
Grapefruit with sawzall.
Bro, dude, listen, bro.
I've ever eaten a grapefruit.
Bro, my fucking roommate.
If you
roommate,
put sugar on them, they're. Fire. Dude, I mean, if you put
that sugar works on anything, bro.
No, but grapefruit with like, bro, if you put the way I like putting brown sugar on it because it's just it like gives texture, bro. If you torch a grapefruit, like if you torch it with sugar on
torture.
It,
torture.
Tell me what you
give me the juice. Grapefruit.
Where's the orange? Waterboarding it.
No, bro, but you just said Timu, bro. My roommate in halfway, bro. This guy was like in his late 50s. He's so funny because, like, right before I left, I was like, hey, man, like, do you still go to, like, meetings? Like, that's where you'll always see me because I fucked with him. He was like, nah, man, I still have a drink every now and then. I was like, you know what? But, bro, this guy, bro, I remember I came home one day. There was, like, fucking 10 packages for my roommate. And I was like, what is going on? I was like, dude, what did you get? He was like, I found this new thing called Timu.
Damn,
you ever heard of it? And I was like, "No, what is that?" He's like, "Download it on your phone. They gave you 5 free things to start."
I can't, dude. I've done the wheel. Yeah, it goes 100%.
Dude, I got like 5
times 3.
Yeah, bro, I got like 5 free things. And like before I ordered it, I had this like moment of like, "What? I was like, bro, I don't need any of this. Like, what am I?" Bro, dude, there was like fucking knockoff Ray-Bans. There was fucking AirPods. There was like
Alibaba on that.
Well, yeah, it's like so Alibaba's like the wholesale, and then Timu's like the store. Like, yeah. If that makes sense.
Yeah, the retail.
I'll trust that.
The
shit.
The retail is the word.
It blows my mind that they actually have like a spot in the Super Bowl commercials when it's clearly something that is a scam.
Bro, they played their ad like 3 times, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a scam?
Get is fucking yeah, dude. They're like little knockoff stuff. Dude, my friend ordered a Switch from there.
I don't think it's a.
Trust me, they're profiting.
I think what it is more than anything is like they're just gonna. It's just okay. We're gonna steal all your information and like data and sell it, but
it's not stealing if you type it in.
Yeah, exactly. Like, bro, dude, I realized. So when we started the whole Model Citizen thing and, like, the whole Alibaba account's in my name, and then it's also, like, John's address and, like, my phone number, and I was like, damn, dude, they got all our shit right now, bro.
Everyone does.
Dude, yeah. I kind of fuck with China, though, man. Like, I'm cool with them having my shit, man. Power of the people,
who don't
dog.
You fuck with? Go ahead.
Listen, I love everybody equally. You know what
you
I'm saying?
You made a point to say I fucks with China.
Yeah, I fuck with China.
Who don't you fuck
with? Taiwan.
Bro, if I put a map out, would you know where to point for Taiwan?
No, dude. What the fuck? I don't care about like, that all right, place.
That's Florida.
I just sir, that's American map. That's Haiti.
Bro, last night I was on Google Maps.
Why?
Because
like Google Earth.
What?
Like the Earth one or just no, the maps?
Just the maps. It's flat. And because I was like, my friend, you know, was saying that they were from Finland, and I was like, where the fuck's Finland? Like, I'm bad at
Helsinki.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, I knew it. Like, I knew generally where it was.
It's, so it's on the right side of the map.
Yeah, use my phone as a tool, bro. You would, based on this story, you would think like I was stoned.
Yeah, yeah. Well, where's Finland, dude?
Right. So then I'm like, well, I'm here.
Let me window shop. Like,
you boys trapped. And then, like,
yeah, well, I'm a culture man.
So I'm like, damn, that's high up. That shit's cold up there, right?
Bro, and then I have to put a jacket on. You know,
bro. So then, like. Then you know how there's like all the different maps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like Pangea and shit.
No. Like U.S. will see a different map.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like
yeah.
Europe and
yeah.
What do you think Google is? You think it's the most accurate one?
I
does that
so.
Make sense?
When I, yeah, I'm yeah, yeah. I
because like a lot of times like our old like USA maps like U.S. looks. Way bigger,
so actually,
you know.
This actually,
bro, so anyway, beef with us. Look how much they conquered,
bro. So I'm on there, and I'm like, God damn, Russia's big.
Been walking,
bro. It's fucking
2 hours,
bro. It's crazy, big.
Bro, you know what's insane about
Russia? They always made it look small.
What's nuts about Russia though is this, like, fucking. Only a little bit is like populated. The rest of it's just wilderness. Bro,
so that's, I was like, you know, your boy's a thinker, right? So I was like, well, it's you got, probably, because then now I'm looking at populations, right?
Sure. Bro, and, dude went down the fucking rabbit
hole. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like they probably can't live like in any of the northern sections. So sure. I'm zooming in. There's like no towns. Zoom out. Zooming in, no towns or cities. So then I'm like over there and I see like Ukraine, right?
Sure.
Compared to Russia. And I'm like, damn, bro. They really need that little space.
It's like, hey, man, Florida. Dude,
bro, John's going to go to fucking Russia and be like, guys, listen. This war is
you,
silly.
You guys have Google Maps?
Look at how fucking big your space is, man.
Hey,
this is unfair.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah, so you're pro-Ukraine is what you're saying.
No, but I understand both sides.
Now that I'm a world traveler.
Bro,
that's a good metaphor for perspective, dude. I like that, man. That's yeah. Good, dude.
So anyway, I solved the war last night. Bro, they speak the same language. Just talk it out, dog.
That's what I'm saying, dog.
I can understand if you don't speak the same language.
I'd be on the front lines.
Like, no wonder everyone was mad at Germany. They didn't understand them, and they sound mean, bro.
Dude, they sound so mean, bro. Like, Hitler was a nice guy.
All right.
My bad.
Dude, you know what I want to do on Google Maps? I want to go to the middle of a field and lay down face down. So when someone like tries to report a body, you never seen those articles?
Oh, bro, dude.
This person found by Google.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, like people finding stuff.
Yeah, but it's just me.
Bro, have you fucking.
Explorers.
Yeah, dude, but there's like the
that's
fucking.
That's what you do.
Yeah, I'm an explorer.
Bro, you need to start playing that fucking game. Dude, there's this guy on YouTube. There's like an actual game on Google Earth. It's like to where they'll like be super zoomed in on like a road. And you just see like the guardrails, and then people, and then the game is like, guess where you are? It's like geo
sounds
fucking something.
Stupid.
Bro, but it's an actual thing, dude. And there's this guy on like, he's like a pretty big following. I forget his name, but he's on like YouTube and TikTok and everything. And he's fucking nasty, bro. You like, he sees one guardrail and one tree. He's like, oh, I'm right here. And then like, bro, and there's competitions for the shit, dude. It's like a competitive game, bro.
Damn, bro. That's when you run out of games.
What's up, sir?
What's up?
Do you want to get
hello, sir.
Yeah, yeah. There's actually one right there. Landon, hang out. Sorry you have to stare at me.
We're going to finish this episode. We just started this since we're running late. And then we'll come right into yours.
Yeah.
yeah, man. Google Earth is sick.
Bro, I'm a world traveler.
You are, man. You're a cultured man.
Yeah, I don't have my passport.
Where else did you visit last night?
China.
Nice. How was that?
Bro, and I was like, what's the one in between China and Russia, Taiwan?
Yeah.
I'm like, that thing's fucking huge, bro.
Well, that's the place, if I'm not mistaken, that's
bro,
the place
Saudi
that they
Arabia
want.
Saudi Arabia is fucking big, too.
Yeah, it's a desert.
Bro, I'm just saying.
It's huge.
You don't fucking know.
You're right. I'm not a world traveler like you.
And then...
My phone doesn't zoom in that far.
Yeah. And then I didn't know that the Koreas were on the water. They were beachfront, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're really close to Japan.
So what do you think? Well, let's talk about this, right?
I'll be honest. I could go the rest of my life not knowing where any countries are and be fine.
Sure. No, I agree.
I've made it this far.
But here's the thing, man, right? I think what you got last night is something that not a lot of people got, right? Which is traveling the world.
iPhone 14 Max?
Yeah. And, you know, so now that you've settled the conflict in Russia and Ukraine,
flying first class.
What do you think about the rest of the world conflicts? Did you visit Israel at all?
I was looking for it, but then I remembered it's not a real country.
Fuck yeah, dude. Free Palestine.
No, but seriously, I was like, where
just imagine John's fictional character.
Yeah, I was like, where, you know, because I was sitting next
to... Where is this fantasy lab?
Dude, I was sitting next to Dev, and I was like, oh, I got you. I know what you want to see, you know?
The Holy Land.
Yeah.
So is that what you got stuck doing all night? Because I got sucked into something, too.
No, Dev, like, Dev doesn't do any social media, but then right before bed, she'll do, like, a half hour of... Like the videos, the reels and stuff. Yeah. But she likes Facebook reels, which is like
it's a little
feel safe there. Your family's there,
yeah, I guess. she don't do no. So like once in a while, she'll like do something. But honestly, it just makes our relationship better when she doesn't have it.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. That's a good plan. God, you guys are so.
What did what did you get sucked into last night?
So I saw like someone put a post like, "Oh my God, I can't believe this happened." Rest in peace, this person.
RIP.
Yeah. RIP. And of course, I had to find out how he died.
Oh, is it he?
Did they Photoshop the wings on?
No, unfortunately, it didn't. I wish just people were more upfront, bro.
Like that.
Bro, I'll go to every comment in a comment. I'll go to their page to see if they wrote anything. Sure. Dude, I was up all night.
You die.
Sure. Yeah.
Hopefully before me. And they have... photos of like your wake.
Yeah,
I'm gonna Photoshop the shit out of him, make you look fat.
Well, here's the thing. I want my photos photoshopped. Like I want. Well, the big thing that I told
Alex, if I'm the first one to find his body, I'm hanging him on a doorknob and making it look like he was masturbating.
Dude, bro, I don't even
and
know.
And then I'm just gonna wait. And when people come in, I'm gonna be like, don't look. Like, I'm trying to like be a good person.
We came to this conversation, dude, but John looked at me and he was like, bro, if I found your lifeless body, he's like, I'd be sad. I'd go through the motions. But if me and Chris obviously have to drag your body somewhere, I'm like, why do
straight
you have
to the cat litter?
Why do you have to drag my body? He's like, if your head hit something. I would cry laughing.
Like it's just like,
dunk.
I would stop, look at Chris, and smile.
Dude, I fucking hope I die naked, dude.
What?
You're going to get naked regardless. Remember I told you that guy?
Like if I'm about to get shot, I'll be like, sir, please.
Wait!
Wait! Just get butt ass naked and be like, all right,
he runs off, you're like, fuck.
Yeah, bro, but dude, come on. Like if I kill myself, bro, what?
You better be naked.
No, I'm going to kill myself naked, dog.
Yeah, I'm going to leak him.
Why am I going to kill myself with clothes?
I will laugh. I'll be like, you're weak.
Just understand, I'm not going to be vague
when
I post my
life. For the weak-minded.
Dude, that's like a for real dream of mine, though. Like, I think...
Die?
No, the way I want to die is like... This is the way I envision it. Like, all my friends are dead. John's dead, you're dead. Everybody's dead.
If you're watching this, I'm already dead.
I have somehow outlived everybody.
Not gonna happen.
And what? No shot. No shot. Yeah, but like, not really. I just I just somehow just lived, right? Okay. No apocalypse shit. You guys just died. And
we were all in one car.
Yeah, like you guys die at like 40.
Yeah, but like you guys die of like a massive heart attack or something. It's weird. I'm like, what? And so what I do is I pack my, I don't pack my car. I'm sorry. I just get in my car and I drive. I drive to like fucking Utah, like drive to like the desert. And I'm on like a road and then I just go onto the sand and I drive as far as I can get on the desert. And the second my car breaks down, I'm like,
This is it. What'd you pack in your
He's
car?
He's like, this is the spot.
He not his
own like beef jerky. Bro, I like throw a tumbleweed.
You kick it.
Run away.
Start off by eating lizards. I'm gonna survive.
Do it again.
Tat Toolkit. You guys need to check this out. If you want to improve your digital designs and increase your tattoo productivity, then this is the site for you. Tat Toolkit offers digital designs, stamps, reference pictures, stencils, brush sets, and so much more. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the industry your whole life, these tools will benefit you. What I love about Tat Toolkit is we're constantly working with new artists to really build an online community. You will get an inside look at the design process for each artist we work with. Tat Toolkit will offer everything from the tools these artists are using, the designs they're creating, online seminars, merch, and more. This is a great place to interact and connect directly with the best artists in the industry. You guys need to check this out at tattoolkit.com. And don't forget to use code CAMSUCKS. For 10% off. You know how I don't want to die? Huh? Crawling in a cave with my brother.
That's oddly specific. Go on.
Did you hear about the little girl that died in the sand hole on the beach here?
Here?
Yeah.
She like suffocated to death?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I think like adult, I don't know the story, but this is what I'm assuming happened. Like adults or someone dug a huge hole in the beach for fun.
Okay.
And then, you know, the next morning they plowed through because they were calling it a sinkhole, but I don't think it was a sinkhole. And anyway, like somehow she fell in, her and her little brother. They were able to save the brother. No lifeguards on the beach, nothing. But
oh, so they noticed.
This is Lauderdale by the Sea.
Holy shit.
What?
You dug that
was
hole?
Just, no, it was just it was me. No, it was just here. I thought that this was like in some far distant land.
And the mayor got on, and now they're talking about banning holes on the beach.
Damn, bro.
I didn't even know that was a thing. So
you didn't do that as a kid?
No, I built fucking sandcastles.
Dude, I was digging holes, bro.
I'd always dig my friends up.
You did that too, right?
Yeah, I was eating sploosh.
Bro.
I'd bury my boys into the neck and then wait for high tide.
Splash, dude! High tide!
I was out with Zero, my boy Zero.
Bro, we were eating onions in the fucking creek, dog. Yeah. Bro, I recently rewatched that movie.
I don't smell anything.
Bro, you got it.
That's the end of the movie. Guys, hope you enjoyed the episode. I know we joke around a lot and get wild on some topics, but one topic I take very serious is addiction. If you or anyone you know is struggling, don't be afraid to reach out and get the help you need.